for three guys. What a wonderful thing that is that we get to participate in. We're going to start off with a few announcements this morning. You guys can see in your bulletins that the blood drive is this week, November 11th and 12th, and you guys can read about all the details on that and get in touch with the Keeters about that. Also, Meals on Wheels is November 25th through the 29th. That is Thanksgiving week. So that is out there as a sign-up sheet. If you guys want to do that, it's pretty simple, pretty easy. If you want somebody to show you how to do it or tell you how to do it, Pastor Jim's really good at that. Or Terry and Val Osberger are really good at that too. So we need to have some people go and take some meals to the people in Miller and St. Lawrence that week if you guys want to sign up for that. Also, the Thanksgiving Eve service here at the church is on November 27th, obviously, Thanksgiving Eve, but it's at 7 o'clock. There's also a sign-up sheet out there if you guys want to share some talents, or if you don't think it's a talent and you just want to share, sign up, because we need you guys to do that. It's a time to give thanks and to share what you guys are doing, and we're going to take a love offering for Mackenzie Kopacki and give that to her. Also, the Sunday School Christmas program is December 15th. The junior and primary departments are practicing that during the music time before Sunday school. And then they will do it the Sunday before that in here. Just make note of that as your kids are going and coming and going, and that's going to be happening. If you guys walked in this morning, you saw the black TV stand out in the foyer. If you guys can use that, if you want that, go ahead and take that. If not, I'll put it on Facebook Marketplace and get rid of it and give it to somebody in town. But if you think you want to use it, go ahead, take it, use it. Are there any other announcements this morning? If not, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Ephesians 2, 14 through 17. It says, "For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in the flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off and peace to those who were near."
Please stand and join together in singing hymn 494. Like a River Glorious, in your hymn book or on the screen, 494. Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace over all victorious in its bright increase. Perfect, yet it floweth fuller every day. Perfect, yet it groweth deeper all the way. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised perfect peace and rest. Hidden in the hollow of his blessed hand, never foe can follow, never traitor stand. Not a surge of worry, not a shade of care, not a blast of hurry touch the Spirit there. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised perfect peace and rest. Every joy or trial falleth from
trust him fully, find him wholly true. Stayed up on Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised, perfect peace and rest.
Greet one another if you would this morning.
Good morning again. This is our opportunity where we can share praises and prayer requests. A couple of updates for you, and then I'll see if you have anything. But in the middle of the cancer section on our prayer list, we have Larry, the husband of Nancy, and Larry did pass away yesterday, so you could be in prayer for that family. And Tom is here, so glad to see Tom's here and doing well. So everything's doing all right? Okay, good. What's that?
I have to be patient.
You really want me to pray for that? Okay. Okay. All right. We'll pray that you listen to the doctor's orders and Faye's orders, too. So, okay. Do we have any other prayer requests or praises today, June? Okay. All right. So June's sister-in-law, Diane, is on the left-hand side under others with health needs. Others, and it's not healing, so continue to pray for her knee. So, yeah. Other prayer requests or praises today? Yes. Okay. Okay. And you said Emma and Cody. Okay. All right. Going to Minneapolis. Okay. Other praises or prayer requests? All right. We are excited to have three young men who are going to be baptized this morning. That's certainly a praise. And also, we're thankful for the country that we live in, the freedoms that we have. And tomorrow is Veterans Day. If we have any veterans who are here this morning, would you just stand up for a moment so we could recognize you? I know we have several veterans here in our congregation, so thank you very much for your service. We appreciate your willingness to serve. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day that you have given to us. We thank you for the freedom to worship that we have in this country. We thank you also for the privilege and the freedom that we have to be part of choosing who our elected officials will be. And we thank you for that opportunity that we had last week. We thank you that the election has gone peacefully so far, and we pray that you would continue to be with the transition now that will occur over the next few months as we have new leaders take office. We pray for your guidance for them and wisdom for them. We thank you for the result in South Dakota, the defeat of the amendment that would have allowed abortion. We thank you that that was not passed. And we do pray that you would continue to be with our country, and especially with those who so strongly support the right to take the life of unborn children, that you might change their hearts. But we do thank you that that did not pass in our state. We thank you for the men and women who have served in our armed forces and for their willingness to be in a position of potentially putting their lives on the line to protect our country. We thank you for those who have served, and we thank you for those who are serving now. We thank you for the sacrifices that they and their families make. We do pray for the requests that we've heard this morning. We thank you that Tom is here and that he is doing well. We do pray that you would help him to be patient and to not do anything that he shouldn't do right now while his body recovers. We thank you that the procedure went well, and we just pray that it would continue to be the case. We do pray you'll be with Diane and her continued recovery with the infection in her knee, and I'm sure that it's frustrating for it not to be healing in a timely manner. We just pray that you give her patience, and pray for the doctors as they determine if there's anything different that needs to be done in treatment. We pray that you would be with Emma and Cody, and they're going to Minneapolis, and for the issues with that pregnancy, and we just pray for wisdom for the doctors there and knowing the right course of treatment to pursue, and we just pray that everything would go smoothly and that the baby would be born healthy when the time comes. We pray for the Ames family and the passing of Larry, and we just pray that you would be an encouragement and a comfort to them during this time. We thank you for the three young men who are going to be baptized this morning. We thank you for their commitment to you and their willingness to come and make a public profession of their faith and share in front of all those who are here that they have accepted Christ and that they desire to live for him. We pray that you would continue to work in their hearts and their lives, and that they would grow in their relationship with you, and that they would live lives that are worthy of the gospel. We thank you for the ministries that we're able to support through our church, and we think especially this month of the Schmieds and for the work that they're involved in as they serve with the camp, and we thank you for their love for you and their passion for people, and we just pray that you'd continue to provide for their needs financially, pray for their health, pray for encouragement for them in their work. And we pray for the other ministries of our church as well. We thank you for all of our Sunday school teachers and all of our volunteers that help with Club Rock, and we thank you for the opportunities that those ministries present. We thank you for the youth group as well. Thank you for Pastor Abe and Diana and for the others that help with the youth group. And we just pray that you'd continue to work in each of those ministries, and we thank you for the many young people who are influenced through Club Rock and through youth group. We thank you for your provision for our needs individually and also as a congregation. We thank you for the offering that we're about to receive. We pray that we would use it wisely and that we would steward it well and that it would be used in the furtherance of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning again. If I could ask the young men to come forward and stand on this side, and as I explain what's going to be going on now, is we get to participate, and you guys have a participation opportunity as well to witness and to hold these guys accountable and encourage them as they do this. And we get to witness the one of two baptisms that these guys get to take place. And you guys are probably like, whoa, like two baptisms. But these guys have confessed Jesus Christ as their Savior. And the first baptism that they get to experience is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We call that the believer's baptism. And this is an opportunity for them and for us to be able to show you guys what God has done in their lives, that they are buried together with Christ. They're dead to their sins, and they are made alive together with Christ. And these guys have come forward and chosen that opportunity and taken it, and we get to participate in that. So we're going to start with Isaac, and then Patrick, and then Lucas. Isaac, I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Have you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ to save you from your sins?
I have.
So if you were to die today, where would you go?
Heaven.
Okay. Now for Patrick, have you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ to save you from your sins?
Yes.
And if you were to die today, where would you be?
In heaven with Jesus.
Now, Lucas, have you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ to save you from your sins?
I have.
And if you were to die today, where would you be?
In heaven with God.
Like I said, you guys' participation in this is a witness and also as an encouragement and an accountability to these guys as they become even older and more of young men. And we just pray and hope that these guys will turn out to be really strong young men of Christ. So thank you.
Follow that up with hymn number 234. Please stand as we sing, Crown Him with Many Crowns. 234 in your...
Crown Him with many crowns, the Lamb upon His throne. my soul and sing of him who died for thee, and hail him as thy matchless king through all eternity. Crown him the Lord of love, behold his hands and side, rich wounds yet visible above. Mystery so bright. Crown him the Lord of life, who triumphed o'er the grave, whose rose victorious to the strong, for those he came to save. His glories now we sing, who died and rose on high, who that death may die. Crown him the Lord of heaven, one with the Father known, one with the Spirit through him gave from yonder glorious throne. To thee be endless praise, for thou for us hast died.
Singing, you may be seated.
One announcement that I remembered while we were singing, and while Pastor Jason prayed. Because of the defeat of Amendment G, the Hank County right to life.